Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo, and this is my Audio Mo. My audio, I should say, for Audio Mo 2014, day 10. And what I want to talk about today is a piece of equipment, maybe not so much equipment, for my recently purchased iPad Air. The iPad Air is fantastically light and slim. But it does need protection, as with virtually all Apple products. They're so damn good, but the point is that they're also, in a way, so damn fragile. But anyway, so rather than risk anything happening to it, I've been studying for, since the day I bought it, to be honest, and probably since before the day I bought it, to find a case that would suit it. I've been through them all, the Defenders and the OtterBox and many other ones, and even including the Apple ones. On my last iPad, which I sold on eBay brilliantly, I actually got more money than I thought I would get for it, because it actually had a cracked screen, although everything worked perfectly and has done since it was cracked a year past. But I was still really surprised that I got good money for it, such as the demand for Apple products, I guess, even second hand. But that one only had the standard Apple cover, the folding one that doubles as a stand, etc., with the magnetic catches. Done a great job, to be perfectly honest with you, but it's not a complete case. And with this being the iPad Air, it's very light. It's almost feather light in your hand. You almost feel it's so flimsy you could slip out your hands in a moment. And much more expensive item because it's a 64 gigabyte. So you know the price of these kind of things. And I was just frightened that anything's going to happen to it. So as I said, I've been studying. And the one I came up with was by a company called STM. And they're an Australian company, I believe. And I've come up with the Dux, or I think it's pronounced the Du. It's D-U-X. Okay, so that's it. The Du, or Dux, for the iPad Air. And it's quite an impressive case, to be perfectly honest with you. I'll read a bit from the bump on the back of the cardboard, colourful cardboard case that it comes in. The Du provides best-in-class protection for your iPad with a patented magnetic closure and tough reinforced corners to protect from life's daily mishaps. Mm-hmm. Super protective polycarbonate and rubberized bracket for even the most accident-prone among us. Clear back to customize your device with personal images, scan a tagging barcode, or allow your pristine device to shine through. Durable and water-resistant polyurethane cover to ward off an occasional drip or spill. Patent-pending magnetic closure for an easy fold into the perfect typing or viewing position. Instant on-off cover wakes and turns the device off by saving battery life. And free reward tag sticker included. To activate, visit sdmbags.com/RT. Okay, so there is a lot more bump on the back of this, but I'm happy to just leave it at that. So it comes in three forms, it do, ducks. It comes in black and grey, and it comes in blue and grey, and it comes in red and grey. And blue's my favourite colour, and it actually took me a long while to decide to go for the red one, and to be honest with you, I'm perfectly happy with it. I'm quite happy with the red now. It's a wee bit more flamboyant for me. You know how they say things about colours, you know? So if you're black, you're sort of like you're the dependable guy, or a person, I should say, dependable person or something like that. If you go for blue, you're a romantic. Well, I am a romantic, and traditionally, everyone in my life has been, well, not everything, but most things. If I pick something, it's in blue. And the iPad 3 cover was blue, but I thought, let's be a wee bit more flamboyant and go for the red. So, taking it in my hand as it is enclosed and closed up on the iPad, it does add quite a bit of weight to your iPad, I have to say that. But if the same cover was on the iPad 3, it'd be even more heavier. It's a compromise. If you want protection, you have to have it. But to be perfectly honest with you, I think it gives it that bit of sturdiness about it now. It feels stirred it in my hand. It's got a bit more weight, less liable to slip out my fingers, especially my fingers, I have to say, because I do have suffer from white finger. Even on days like this, I can have white finger. And the point with that is you lose sensitivity in your fingertips and things slip out, as my wife will attest to, because I've dropped so many things, and it's very simple for me to drop things out of my hand. So this, the do comes in a textured, maybe hear that, a textured fabric. That's the main cover. As you would look with the item closed, looking down on your iPad, that is the main cover, is the textured one. But it's like one of those book clasps, you know, that actually wraps around a book and closes on the rear. This is how it does this. This is how the do does this. The do does, oh my God, oh, ducks. This is how this cover does this. When you close it, it actually folds right round with a flap, which is about 3 inches, maybe just over 3 inches wide in the middle of the cover, and goes right round and magnetically holds itself. And trust me, these magnetic catches are really got a great grip. You have to get your nail into the corner and flip it back up again. So it's got a great grip, the texture helps, and the whole surround, which is done in grey, this grey polyurethane, is rubberized, has all the various access to your ports and switches and everything. Everything that I've found so far works perfectly. I haven't found any issues whatsoever. I'd say that if we talk about the cover first, then the functionality. On the rear of the cover, as it says in the bumf, there's a clear part. It's almost like a rectangle with the section missing, that where this 3-inch flap comes into place. And I've put nothing in the clear part. It's Perspex. It lets me see the back of my iPad Air with the Apple logo and the details of the iPad on the bottom. I think it's just smart that way. But as it says, you could put a cover or a scanning barcode if you were in business or whatever. On the rear, it does have two wee slightly raised lugs, and this is for locking the cover into place when you've got it in the stand-up mode or the typing mode. To be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't really latch into these. I wouldn't go ahead and say that it works great. It works, yes, it holds it perfectly well, but it doesn't sit into these. I'd say if they had a wee bit more extension on them with a gap in below that the cover could actually slide into, then it would be absolutely perfect. But it's no complaint, because I've tried it in all the positions and it works perfectly well. But the details about how this holds it securely, they don't really, because it doesn't have enough edge on it to actually hold the cover in place. But it has raised portions on the back, which right along, there's one which is almost the total length of the iPad on the hinge part, or on the rear of the hinge part, if you like, and two smaller ones about 2 inches long on the top. And this is for keeping your cover if it falls, or if you're sitting on a hard surface where your back may get scratched, where the back of the iPad may get scratched, it actually raises it off. So if you lay down on any hard surface, there's no way it's even going to contact this plastic see-through part. Unless, of course, you're sitting on an uneven surface. But anyway, don't sit on rubble or stones. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So it works perfectly that way. Functionality, as I said, all the ports seem to work very well. No problems being accessed, no problem with it. I'd say the only thing is that the on-off part, which I did read on YouTube videos, or saw on YouTube videos, is that the master on-off button on the top is a little bit firm, but what they're saying about that is through usage it becomes easier. Personally, I found I can switch it on and off no problem, but you have to press that a little bit harder on the button, and then it will of course go off. So no problem with it not working whatsoever, just that little bit of additional pressure. In the stand mode, if I open it up, from the book form, as it were, it wakens the iPad immediately, and you fold the cover right back over and fold that flap into there. It comes easily to latch into its place with the magnetic flap. There's not an issue with having to find that part or anything. And that's in the typing mode. It's very, very solid, I can assure you. It's on top of my record player screen here. And in the viewing mode, I would say that it's not as secure in the viewing mode. I find it tends to want to flop back the way. I don't know why it does that. These two wee catches, as I said, they're not catches, just wee raised rubber parts, are supposed to lock it in. I don't think it's that great in the viewing part, to be honest with you. It does stand, but if it was nudged slightly, it would want to tipple as it's doing just now. So in the typing mode, it's absolutely solid. In the viewing mode, the more upright viewing mode, I'd say not so. And maybe they're going to have to work on that one a wee bit. But other than that, I think it's a great cover. I'm really happy with it. I'm really impressed with it. It has the SDM logo on the front. I'm surprised it doesn't say the do or ducks anywhere on the cover itself. I thought maybe if you SDM in one corner and do on the other corner, but then who cares? So it's quite an attractive looking case as well, with whether you get it in the black or the blue or the red in my case, with the grey polyurethane rubber surround and your colour. It's quite nice, really nice looking from the top, or from the front as it were. And if you flip it over, it's actually really cool looking on the reverse. It actually looks pretty damn cool on the reverse. So I have to say, it's a nice cover whatsoever. £35 on Amazon, delivered very quickly again from that company, and I'm really impressed with it. So the Do from STM for the iPad Air, £35. I'm perfectly happy with it. I think it's a great cover, and I think you actually carry it. You could carry this just like a little thin book in your hand. And that, you know, how you grip a book in your finger, or between your finger and thumb, and hold it down at the side of your body. That's exactly how you could carry this with no problem whatsoever, and it won't slip out your hands. Brilliant little cover. I'm really pleased. Thanks for listening. I'll put a link in the audio view. Cheerio bye there now.